Now, this is Paul's message before the mob. And he recounts here his encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ and his subsequent experience, which brought him to Jerusalem. Now, Paul appeals to his Roman citizenship to deliver himself from the awful whipping that would have been given a prisoner here. Now, that's what we're going to see in this chapter. Now, Paul speaks to the chief captain in Greek. But now he addresses this Jewish mob in his and their native tongue, Hebrew. And the minute that he began to speak to them in Hebrew, the tongue which they loved and the tongue which they understood, they knew he's one of us. He's a soul brother. He's one of us. And they listened to him. Now listen to Paul here. Here's a great message of the Apostle Paul. He says, "Man, brethren and fathers." Men, brethren. They're brethren, they belong to the same race. And then he shows respect for the elder men and fathers. "Hear ye my defense, which I make now unto you." Now he appeals to the mob. "And when they heard that he spake in the Hebrew tongue to them, they kept the more silence." And the minute he began to speak in Hebrew, it was just like a raging wind dying down. It was like the waves of the sea as they became quiet. It was the same way as when our Lord said to the waves, "Be still." And they were still. This crowd now, this mob, they're quiet. They're listening to a man that he's one of them. Now listen to him. He gives his history. "I am verily a man which am a Jew, born in Tarsus, a city in Cilicia, yet brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, and taught according to the perfect manner of the law of the fathers, and was zealous toward God, as ye all are this day." Now, here begins a persecution of Paul by the Jewish leaders, by the religious leaders of the day. Paul had been one of them. He'd been a Pharisee. And one of the reasons that he had so much sympathy with them and was so loving toward them is because he'd been one of them and he knew exactly how they felt. And before his conversion, and now he wants to win them. And so he gives them now first his background. And Paul had a tremendous background. Tarsus was the center of, actually, Greek learning of that day. The finest Greek university in Paul's day was in Tarsus, not in Athens or Corinth. They'd gone to seed. But Tarsus was a thriving city and a Greek city. Now, he not only had been probably brought up in that university and had the Greek background, but also he'd been in Jerusalem and had studied under Gamaliel. And friends, he'd done his doctor's work, if you please. He had worked on his doctorate in Jerusalem under the outstanding scholar of that day, Gamaliel. They're listening to him now.